And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden and his South Korean counterpart Yoon Suk-yeol toasted the two countries' ironclad partnership at the White House Wednesday night.
We stand at an inflection point, many of you have heard me say before, where the decisions we make now are going to determine the course of our future for decades to come. But I've never been more optimistic, and I mean it, I've never been more optimistic about our nations, what we can achieve together if we continue to work together as allies and as friends.
President Yoon and his wife Kim Kyan-hee joined President Biden and his wife Jill at a state dinner in the East Room of the White House. Yoon's trip marks the 70th anniversary of the U.S.-South Korean Security Alliance, as well as the first state visit to the U.S. by a South Korean leader since 2011. Earlier Wednesday, Biden announced an agreement with South Korea that will give Seoul a bigger role in nuclear weapons planning over any conflict with North Korea. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
In a press conference at the White House with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden directed a warning at North Korea, which continues to grow its arsenal of missiles and bombs.
Look, a nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies or partisans or partners is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The announcement includes a renewed pledge by South Korea not to pursue a nuclear weapons program of its own. Officials said the U.S. will give South Korea more insights into and a voice in U.S. contingency planning to deter and respond to any nuclear incident in the region.
That was Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Biden and Yoon also announced that a U.S. nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarine will visit South Korea for the first time since the 1980s. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have narrowly passed a sweeping debt ceiling package as they try to push President Biden into negotiations on federal spending. Here's Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks.
The vote was a win for Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to lure Biden into negotiations on cutting spending.
He's putting the American economy in jeopardy by his lack of action.
The bill proposed would increase Washington's borrowing authority by $1.5 trillion or until March 31st next year, whichever comes first, potentially setting up another debt showdown ahead of next election. It would also slash spending to 2022 levels, cap growth at 1% a year, repeal some tax incentives for renewable energy, and stiffen work requirements for some anti-poverty programs.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. The White House and congressional Democrats have been insisting on a debt limit increase with no strings attached. If Congress fails to act, the U.S. Treasury Department could run out of ways to pay its bills in a matter of weeks. U.S. prosecutors on Thursday will ask a federal judge to keep an Air National Guardsman behind bars while he awaits trial for allegedly leaking highly classified military documents. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Justice Department filed court papers late Wednesday saying that 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira may still have access to secret national defense information and could expose it. Justice Department lawyers say that would be a grave threat to U.S. national security. A detention hearing is scheduled for today in federal court in Worcester, Massachusetts. Teixeira has been in jail since his arrest earlier this month. I'm Donna Warder.
In sports, the Miami Heat are moving on to the second round of the National Basketball Association playoffs after beating the heavily favored Milwaukee Bucks. AP correspondent Chunk Freeman has the story.
The last two wins in the series, the Heat have had to rally from double-digit fourth-quarter deficits. They eliminated the top-seeded Bucks in overtime, 128-126. The Heat won the series in five games behind Jimmy Butler, who was amazing in the series. His tip-in in the closing second sent the game to overtime.
I've been shooting the ball an incredible amount this series, but I feel like they're all shots that I know that I can make. And my teammates keep telling me to shoot the ball more.
Butler followed up a 56-point performance in Game 4 with 42 as the Heat rallied from a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit to win. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
The Heat will meet the New York Knicks Sunday in the next round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Knicks ended a decade of postseason futility Wednesday when they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-95 on the Cavaliers' home court. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA.